Kevin Wetzel singing the true story of Frank Walker before he became a musician.
Yes, indeed.
And what's the process like now? Do you come up with like, some ideas for like comedy first, then you put it to music, or like...
No, man.
Frank Walker snaps out of his snooze and comes running into the studio.
He wasn't supposed to know.
A little known secret about Frank Walker, I know. But when you write your pieces, do you like work on the comedy first, then the music? Or
I don't know how it comes. I get a concept and I just think about jokes, and I kind of like start a joke bank, and then about the subject, like say about stripping, and then you just kind of put it goes into like a puzzle form. You just kind of coordinate the verse chorus. You know, you get a hook in your head, and you just kind of it's very, you know. It's almost, it's not contrived, but it's very like bubblegummy, you know, structured rock and roll style. You just kind of get the hook and you just go from there and fill it in around. Yeah.
What was your first performance?
My first performance was stand-up at Moon Chaba Lounge in Levittown. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea what I was going to say. I was writing just, I wrote a set list, but there were no bits behind that set list. It's like, yeah, I'll talk about politics. I don't know what exactly, but I'm just going to, you just got to get up there and do it. That's the hardest part is the first time you get up there is harder than anything, and it only gets easier as you go along. And, you know, you can perform under any circumstances the more you do it.
Have you ever had stage fright?
You obviously get nervous. I think that's part of the process. You know, you get the butterflies, and especially, you know, I think it's good to get nervous because then you know you're going to deliver. And then, you gotta get nervous. I think, especially when it's a big show, and you know, and you have a couple coming up. It's fun. You almost thrive on it.
What's been the biggest audience you've ever played to?
Oh, I'm trying to think. I did a contest. Was it Huntington Arts Council Laugh Off? It was a fundraiser. It was me and 19 other comics. It was a solid like 300-400 person crowd. The thing was, you know, this is like the older, you know, we can afford to go to these kind of art council kind of things. So, you know, I'm playing for, you know, people that like what? I mean, I wasn't even playing. Actually, I did stand up that night. But still, you know, I'm talking about, you know, Disney World and you know, dating, and you know, I didn't have the other material under my belt yet to relate to them. Yeah, but it was a nice, good crowd.
Cool. And what's been the strangest place you've played?
Oh, Funky Monkey Lounge, Oceanside, New York. Wow. I'm surprised I don't walk out with my lifetime supply of heroin. I mean, I shouldn't really say that. It's a nice place. Don't get it wrong. That was maybe old in the past. I just think, you know, I played a set there. I got locked in the bathroom beforehand. The guy I had to call on my cell phone from the bathroom to the bar to, like, get me out of the bathroom. And then I played the set. And, you know, you get requests from time to time when you play. Yeah. But when you think, when you're the kind of crowd that goes there, yells out jukebox, you're like, okay, I'll do the Wanted Dead or Alive riff again. I'm not going to get it right, but hey. It's a nice establishment. Very nice sound system. Nice island bar. Do go, won't you?
So that's an official endorsement then, right?
Yes. FunkyMonkey.com or something or other com or, yeah, whatever it is.
And what's your ultimate goal to do with your music and comedy together?
In the coming months, I'm looking to finish up just, you know, a nice little studio album to share with people and seek comedic representation as well, and yeah, hit the college scene. I love it. There's a nice little coffee shop in Wantagh called The Cup.
Oh yeah,
a nice young crowd that goes there, and you know, I turn their heads. Usually they're there to talk to their friends and sip cappuccinos. I say otherwise, and it works. It's that's a fun little room, and it keeps you motivated to play for crowds like that.
Great. You're listening to Web Radio WCWP. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more music and comedy right after this on Web Radio WCWP.